Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This has got to be one of those situations where there's like one store doing this. Krispy Kreme on World Kindness Day. That's Monday, November 13th. Giving out free dozen donuts to the first 500 people to walk in to participate in a U.S. store. So one store? 500 people?
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of donuts.
It can't be every store. It's got to be one of those. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. 500.
Okay,
a dozen for each person.
The offer is valid for one day, Monday, November 13th. A limited number of customers will score free donuts. The first 500 customers who okay, so it's the first 500 customers who stop by a participating U.S. Krispy Kreme shop will walk away with a free dozen donuts.
Right.
So that's 500 nationwide.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
Keep track, yeah.
I don't know.
That's weird.
You could just say, it's gone.
Oh, yeah.
You're 501.
Ah, there's a store in Austin that just took number 500.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They're not giving out any donuts.
No.
Crap.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I mean, unless you're like the first guy there, even then they could say, that place opened up a half hour earlier. We're done.
You would think the East Coast would get everything because they'd be the first ones open.
They just go, maybe what did they provide?
Yeah.
That made any sense. How many Krispy Kreme stores are in the country? Can you Google that? There's got to be a couple hundred thousand. No, excuse me. There's probably 1,000 of them. The whole country? Krispy Kreme?
First 500 customers.
379.
One dozen donuts. How many donuts is that?
379 Krispy Kremes?
That's 500 dozen donuts.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were asking how many were in a dozen.
I was asking what's 500?
Confidently answered 12.
You didn't even pause,
no.
Nick. You didn't, man. That's it.
I got this one, guys. Don't worry. 12.
Confident in that one.
So that's 6,000 donuts.
Yeah, this is crap.
Well, I suppose it's no.
How about a donut for everybody that walks in?
Right.
Yeah, just give away like the first
one donut
first 100 customers at every location.
Gets one donut.
Get one donut.
Yeah. Don't they kind of do that to begin with?
I don't know.
Like
a lot of times they'll just hand you one if you're in there.
The presses. Right.
Yeah. Not a dozen, but a single donut.
This one fell on the floor.
And what's to stop some guy from, bouncing to every location?
Well, they're going
to
sell out.
The timing.
Yeah, it's going to. 500 is going to be gone almost in no time.
This makes no sense.
None.
And it sounds like they're getting ad time because we just brought it up for ourselves here. But but World Kindness Day, remind us to be kind to each other next Monday.
An empty gesture for Kindness Day.
Yeah.
That's a pretty empty gesture,
especially because somebody walks in, somebody's going to get turned down. And they're going to say, we're out. And some homeless guy standing there looking hungry. Sorry, get out of here. Get out of here on World Kindness Day. You weren't early enough to get a free donut on World Kindness Day.
I do like that it's just one day.
Jesus.
And one donut. Apparently, that counts as kindness.
I guess you get like nurses.
No, it's
week.
A dozen. It's a dozen.
Yeah. It's one dozen.
It's a dozen. All right.
But only 500 people get
But they're going to turn people down. They're going to turn a lot of people down.
500 nationwide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the whole idea. Well, I guess I'll buy some anyway. That's what that's for.
Yeah, it's exactly what that
is. It's a traffic driver.
They're good.
But there's going to be people waiting outside, these Krispy Kreme stores. What are they open? Probably 6 in the morning, I'm guessing?
Probably 5, I bet.
They'll be camping out like a bunch of Argentinian teenagers for a Taylor Swift show.
Right. All week long, just waiting out front there. You walk in, sold out.
throwing their tent down now.
Jesus.
It would make like more sense for them just to like randomize something in the app. It's like, hey, 500 people will randomly get a dozen donuts.
Like some sort of lottery.
Your food app guys.
Is there a Krispy Kreme app, Nick?
Probably.
Yeah.
It looks like they don't open until 6:30. Or 6:30 is delivery. 6 o'clock the stores are open. So, yeah, 6 a.m. Mm.
Nick and Cameron were discussing the Buffalo Wild Wings app off the air yesterday. And that was a weird conversation because I guess he likes wings, right, Cameron?
Well, he has it, but I guess the Buffalo Wild Wings app now has two-factor authentication.
That was it.
Why do you need that?
Yep, right. You authenticate who you are. Your social security number and what, a birth certificate?
Or, but they probably send a verification email, by the way. You have to put a code in or something.
Before anybody calls, I love Buffalo Wild Wings. I like the beer.
I keep getting that on our Twitter account.
I like the new commercials.
Should we have the two-step off?
Yeah, the Buffalo. That's what's his face's voice. Yeah. Oh, is it?
It's Beck Bennett doing that voice.
Doesn't it, to me, it sounded like Archer.
Oh, no, John Benjamin?
Yeah, it sounds like him.
No, I'm pretty sure that's Beck Bennett.
I can hear that. I can hear that now, yeah.
Right, okay.
As the voice of the Buffalo?
As the voice of the Buffalo, yeah. I like the one with him and Sauce Gardner, you know, roughing the – well, he hit the quarterback. What if he hit him high, roughing the quarterback? What if he hit him low, roughing the quarterback?
I'm about to go Elvis with a pistol the next time I hear A1C commercial. I mean, I really am. I'm not going to say that.
Look, is that the one where they go Harper, nausea, diarrhea?
No, that's
Pepto-Bismol.
Pepto-Bismol
commercial.
This is the one where she has type 2 diabetes, but she manages it well.
Shut up, Bush.
I always look at my phone during commercial breaks.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you don't hate that commercial?
No. Jardians.
The Jardians is the
type 2 diabetes, but she manages it well.
I guess I have just become numb to that.
Numb is the weird word, but it's just on. It's on a lot of sports. College football, pro football.
It's almost like they're playing to their audience.
Fat guys on the couch.
Fat guys on the couch.
Is it on the nightly news?
Yes.
Everywhere.
Always has a ton of pharmaceutical commercials.
That's basically all the nightly news is pharmaceutical commercials.
It is, but then.
Oh, yeah.
She does manage it.
They are bought and sold by Big Pharma. Right. That's why you'll never hear any true reportage, any investigative
And
reportage.
What's the first Google search push on that commercial?
Jardiance or Ozempic?
No, it's Jardiance.
It's Jardiance.
It's Jardiance.
Who is the fat
girl? What's the first Google search?
Dancing in the Jardiance commercial? I thought it was an Ozempic commercial.
Doesn't matter. It's the same damn commercial. It's about type 2 diabetes. Ozempic is about losing weight. This actually helps you.
No, I think Ozempic was originally introduced as a diabetic medication.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
They got another one now, too, by the way. They said, I saw yesterday, it's going to be better than Ozempic.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little cheaper, 20% cheaper, because I don't get why insurance doesn't cover that, because it's like $1,000 a month for some of this stuff. But people are just losing a ton of weight. And it's great.
Yeah, this new one is specifically for weight loss.
Yes.
You think
insurance
would want people to have that because if you're not obese, you have less health issues.
You're going to spend less money eventually on insurance, right?
You would think they would cover more preventative stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they don't.
No.
Because they're greedy. Big Pharma's greedy.
Yeah. Everybody dancing that commercial needs to be just a punch in the face, man.
Bring back Wolford Brimley.
Yeah, anybody.
Yeah,
yeah you're right. Right.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. Right.
Commercials are just gross. I try not to watch. I was sitting down eating yesterday, though, sitting at the kitchen table, look up at the TV, and it's one of those toilet paper commercials where they're just like wiping what's simulating poo on somebody's arm.
Yeah.
Like, people are gross.
Oh, they simulate poo? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen this one.
Yeah, they're just like blue. They're like, oh, this one like wipes up, and it's blue, but you know,
Freddy
they're really talking
chunky.
About turds.
Yeah.
They should show just a real butthole and just go just here. This is how it works.
Yeah. See how clean that is?
I always thought
this would be you.
Would be a good one that really sell it is like show a guy on the toilet and he picks his hand up and he's got some chocolate on his hand.
Right.
Damn it.
Right.
That would you don't want that. Try Charmin.
The one I've been yelling at recently is the...
Well, there's another one I've been yelling at,
is
too.
Is the paper towel commercials, you know, where something starts to spill.
And slow motion.
And everyone's first reaction is to throw up their hands and go, no!
Oh, yeah.
Just grab the paper towels and stop with the... that's not going to help anything.
Right.
Throwing your hands up and yelling is not going to clean up the mess.
You don't need the theatrics.
You idiot.
I also hate the serious... sentimental guitar playing black chick singing Nationwide.
I like that.
I hate it.
Because I like
so
to sing
much.
Along.
I just hate it. Because I knew a guy used to sing jingles. A friend of mine was in a band in Baltimore and lived in New York City.
Did he come up with O'Reilly's?
He had to sing on those songs. I said, how do you go in there?
Did he make decent money doing that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did. Because he had a really good voice, man. His name is Keith Brewer. Check it. He played with a band called The Ravens and another band called. What was the name of the band called? Company Wolves, too. That's a good.
Yeah, because usually those guys, they don't just sing jingles. They're also musicians.
I said, how'd you... Of course they are. And I said, how'd you go in and sing, you know, basically stuff... sing serious about something so stupid. He goes, I just sang the words and didn't think about what I was singing about, you know.
Bob Seger wrote that one for Ford.
That's right.
No, Chevy,
that's right.
Yeah.
No, Chevy just took the song.
They just took the song.
Oh, what?
It was already a hit, and then they said, we'll use Like a Rock.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I like the ones with Peyton Manning and Brad Paisley.
Gross.
They're kind of funny.
I love the sour cream one. I think it's like Daisy Sour Cream, where these people have this sour cream, and they're just like, is the life great?
Yeah.
We got
this
sour cream. I'm like, there's no way that sour cream... Nobody at the table is even thinking about sour cream at the same time. But it's made your life so incredible because you have this sour cream.
Life-changing sour cream.
It is good sour cream.
I remember that one, yeah.
That diarrhea song is one of my favorite jingles.
A diarrhea, and they point to their butts when they're dancing.
Yeah, diarrhea.
Right.
Diarrhea.
Emphasis on the diarrhea.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm glad
commercials work, though. Because the only reason we have a job is because commercials work.
Otherwise.
Thanks for advertising, by the way.
You would have to pay for this crap, and we don't see anybody doing that.
This wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for advertising.
And don't even get me started on the unhealthy relationship that the whole Charmin Bear family has. have some boundaries, for Christ's sake.
Well, you never see the bear's butthole either, by the way, you know? Your dad's probably seen a few bare buttholes. You know,
true.
Yeah. Might be seeing one right now.
Well, isn't it usually, where the toilet paper is stuck?
Yeah, dingleberries all over the bear's butt.
But I mean,
they're totally avoiding the whole joke. Does a bear S in the woods? They got to use that. Just put that in there.
Yeah,
and you should say yes. Of course, we S in the woods.
But no family should talk about their bowel movements and toilet paper as much as that family does. Yeah. They're way too open about that stuff.
Well, and how do you even have time to talk about sour cream all the time? Yeah.
The continuation of that joke is you bring the Pope in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.